just clarification.
Go ahead.
What I'm concerned about is that I don't want to drag the whole process out too long. So if I get it out by the end of the day Wednesday, then can we review it by email and comment, or do we have to set up another in-person meeting to discuss it?
I would say no. Is there anyone who wants to have another meeting or objects to doing it by email? Hearing no objection, then we'll do it by email. And let's see, if you get it to us by Wednesday, and we got it back to you by Friday?
Okay.
Is there any objection to our getting it back to him by Friday?
To either survey, or if you want us to combine them somehow or something like that. Okay. Right.
Go ahead, Joe.
This is Rico.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rico. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what we're proposing to do is that Crozier's going to take this information. He's going to come up with 30-something questions for the ED, and there's going to be about 12 for the, about 11 for the CFO.
No. Not based on the questions, the number of questions, based on the quality of the questions. And we haven't made a decision to abandon the existing CFO evaluation form, which has more than that.
Right. How many does the existing one have? And I agree with you that it really isn't all about how many. It's whether it does the job that we're attempting for it to do. I just think that we're kind of seem to be vacillating, and I just want to make sure we get something concrete happening. So he's going to come up with a draft of the CFO as well as the ED's evaluation. Is that what we're proposing?
No, he's just doing the ED. With using based on the job description,
right? Just the ED.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then we'll look at that in emails, and we'll comment on it by Friday, and then we'll try and nail something down specifically for the ED. And then once we get the ED, we'll take that and possibly fashion one an evaluation for the CFO?
I would think so.
Okay. Well, great. And thanks, Bill, for offering to do that.
Okay. You know, it's mostly cutting and pasting. It's just, I mean, the responses will all be the same for each one, and then the questions are just going to be the job description items, basically, with a little explanation.
Because at the end of the day, I guess what I was wondering is that we're going to have questions that, you know, one will be able to speak favorably or unfavorably. And if it's unfavorable, I suppose one could then expand on why they feel that way to back up their view. And if that were ever to be challenged, then, you know, the proof would be right there. So it just seems like it's not rocket science.
Bill.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, I can put a comment line for each question. Now, it takes more time for us to go through them all, but not everybody's going to comment on every question. So if somebody has something you want to say.
I'm sorry, Chair. May I respond?
Let him finish.
No, that was all I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't suggesting that. I was just thinking that if it came to be, if it was ever challenged, one could always then expand after the fact if it was challenged of why they felt a certain way.
Okay. And then Bill, you'll get them back on Friday and get them and turn them around. To us by Sunday for the final committee approval?
We might need to get the work group together depending on what if there's a lot of, if it's just minor changes, and I could just do that. If person A says do it this way and person B says do it the opposite or something different, then we may need to have to get together and hash that out. But if I'll get with Nia and Marcel and anybody else who wants to be on the work group, and if it looks like we need to do that, I'll ask for a separate conference call for that.
Okay. Could we tentatively say Sunday, and if you need more time, then you can notify us?
Okay. So we'll shoot for a revised survey by the end of the day Sunday?
Yeah. And then we get it back to you by the end of the day on Monday. Whatever comments we have, if we don't have any comments, then it moves forward.
Okay. All right.
Are there any objections to proceeding in that fashion? Okay. Now, can we go to the next item on the agenda, which is... lost my agenda.
And thank you all, by the way. Those were good ideas, good discussion.
I think the timeline is the next item on the agenda. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you've listed a number of items here to be covered, thankfully. How much time had you estimated it would take?
Well, maybe we should work backwards. You know, we knew we need to finish the whole ED evaluation process, get it 100% completed by the end of her probationary period, which is the end of May. And so that the last item under the ED timeline would be write report on ED evaluation and submit to PNB. Now, if we need to have them allow them time to do something, have a vote or a meeting, then that needs to be before the last meeting in May. I mean, just for example, I mean, the ultimate thing is, do we retain our ED or not? That's something the PNB would have to decide. And so I'm not trying to make any assumptions one way or the other. But if by some chance there were a lot of negatives, then the PNB, we should allow the PNB time to do something about it. But I don't know if that's needed or not. They could always have a special meeting, I guess, if necessary.
What kind of time frame were you envisioning when you came up with this list?
I didn't have anything real specific. It's just I want to make these. I think these are sort of in sequence, and there's a bunch of them. And so if we take too long on the first one or two items, then we'll be in a big crunch at the end. So that last item, write report on ED evaluation and submit to PNB, that probably will take a week. And that's assuming we can all agree on what we're going to do. Meet with the ED and discuss survey responses. Presumably that would be before the report. Could do it afterwards. That wouldn't take too long as we can get it scheduled in advance. Share the ED survey response summary with the PNB. You'd indicated you weren't sure if that was appropriate, but I thought that we might want to, you know, after we get the results compiled, share them with the PNB before we talk to the ED. But if you think we should talk to the ED first.
Well, no, I wasn't responding to the order so much as it was the content.
Okay.
Summaries tend to means that we have to make decisions about what we're going to tell and what we're not going to tell. So I'm kind of more inclined to provide as much information and opportunity for questions as at that point, rather than at the end. But that's maybe a difference in style of work, and so one that we as a group might want to make and make closer to the time based on the information that we have, as opposed to trying to do it now in in the abstract.
Okay. Well, the simplest thing for us is to just let Zoomerang compile all the data and just we can provide web links. I'd rather not share this stuff by email with the PNB. It's just too hard to control it, and this is personnel information that shouldn't go outside of the PNB. But I don't know any other way really to get it to them unless we print out hard copies and put them in the mail, which we could do, I guess. But we might have 25 or 50 pages of raw results for, depending on how many comments there are.
Well, I think there's a way that it can be password protected and everybody has their own password.
Well, it's just if they give that password to somebody else, then anybody else could look at it. See if somebody wants to spread it around, that's what's hard to control.
Two things. One, I think there's a way, and in fact, I know there's a way that it can be programmed so you can only look at it once. And definitely that it can't be printed or downloaded. But also, you know, I have a problem with the notion that our colleagues are not trustworthy. I'm more inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt than I am to hold them in suspicion.
Well, I'd like to do that, too. I just want to make sure it's okay with everybody. Well, like I said, the easiest thing is just we can put the results on up on a website where you need to have a password to look at it. You know, we could do that and warn the PNB, this is sensitive personnel material. Don't share it with other people.
Yeah, and frankly, I think being able to do the survey on the web, it makes it easier to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do we want to allow time though for the PNB? Say, if we compile all this, we provide it to the PNB on the web or somehow, then do we want to allow them time to review it before we meet with the ED?
Yeah, I think so, because they may have questions that they want us to ask.
Right. I'm assuming we might not have a PNB meeting in time to do it, though. I mean, look at where we haven't had
we
committee reports in the last 3 months. So
we could have asked for a special meeting for the sole purpose of addressing it.
Okay. So we might want to do that before we meet with the ED.
I think so.
So that'd be an additional line in the timeline.
What is the thinking of the other members of the committee? Is there any objection to presenting it to the making the first presentation to the PMB before consulting with the ED?
Not at all.
So when do you think we should do that? Maybe like the third week in May?
That's pretty close. It's the last, I would say. What's the third week? What's
16th through the 22nd.
16th through the 22nd. And our deadline is what?
Well, the probationary period ends the end of May. Now, we don't necessarily need to write up a report, I guess. You know, if you don't think we need to summarize it, if we just provide them all the raw data, I mean, that's easier, frankly, for us. It's just it's more voluminous for somebody to go through, but that way they can look at whatever they want to.
Well, I think there has to be some kind of summary, but it should be backed with the raw data and whatever details they want to see, then they have access to that. But my question again is, when is our deadline?
Well, the end of the probationary period is the end of May. So So I guess the whole process should be finished by then, including meeting with Arlene and the PNB, if we want to meet with the PNB.
When you say the end of the May, I'm looking for a date.
Well, May 31st.
Okay. So if we said the third week, I think the third week in May is close.
Yeah. Second week, then?
Wait a minute, let me make sure. Second week. The second week is the week of the 10th?
Yes.
I think that makes more sense.
Okay, so this would be, you're talking about meeting with the PNB?
Yeah.
That week? Okay.
So if, I would urge that it be Wednesday the 12th. There don't seem to be many, there are any meetings normally scheduled on Wednesdays. Is there some reason for that?
Two of the LSBs normally meet, I think, the second Wednesday. The third Wednesday. I'm just looking at April. WPFW and WBAI are meeting the second Wednesday. And also in March. Looking at the KPFTX calendar. So it's not on the KPFTX calendar yet, but I'm assuming that May 12th, the Wednesday, will probably be taken by those two LSBs.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing scheduled right now for that week on KPFTX is affiliates on the 13th, just Thursday.
What is the pleasure of the group? We hate the conflict with the LSB, because we need those people.
Yes. Well, you know, in the report tomorrow to the PNB, why don't you just say we hope to finish this in time that we can have a special PNB meeting that week, and then let the coordinating committee schedule it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or Paul, maybe we might need Paul. Is there any objection to proceeding in that fashion?
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Bill, could you please just say out exactly the timeline so when I go to listen, I get it correct?
Okay. Well, the item we're discussing right now is having a special meeting with the PNB. This is after we get all the survey results compiled, sometime on the week of May 10th.
Okay.
And but, then
but
following
the item,
that, we would meet with the CFO, I mean, excuse me, with the ED.
And those are the only two noteworthy things to be put in the minute?
Well, so far. We
okay.
need to work backwards, I think, some more to make sure we get these other things done. In particular, I think we need a deadline for when we're going to send out the survey and how long we're going to have people allow them to respond to it.
Right.
Well, I was understanding us to say that we're really looking at, like, Monday. Yeah.
When is the audit committee meeting, Bill? Are you looking at
KPFTX? April 12th. It's not on the. May 24th.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now elections, by the way, may be meeting on the second Monday. They're not doing it this month because the audit committee is meeting then. But it's not on the KPFTX calendar yet, so I don't think the committee's decided yet for May. Well, that's something the coordinating committee can schedule. My suggestion.
The special meeting for the ED evaluation review?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there an objection to that? Hearing none, and that's what we will do. Ask the coordinating committee to schedule this a special meeting to review, executive session to review the ED evaluation instrument.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if we to have us time to look at the results and generate the compile them, and then I guess we still need to email it to the PNB so they can look at it before the meeting. I'm thinking maybe the deadline for the survey to be completed, for people to send in the responses, probably needs to be at least a couple of weeks before that meeting. What do you think?
Where would that put us in time?
That would mean like around April 26th. That's Monday. Depends a little bit on how much compilation we're going to do. If we're not really writing a report, it won't take as long.
April 26th. That's immediately following the PNB meeting. Is there, will we be pushing our, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe a few days later. Tuesday,
yeah,
Wednesday,
I think
that week.
That makes sense to me.
Okay, so deadline for survey responses, say maybe the April 28th, Wednesday. Okay. And then for sending it out, a week before that, or is a week long enough? 10 days?
I think a week is long enough.
Of course, again, that PNB meeting is going to be part of that week. Maybe we should shoot for getting it out on the around the Sunday, the 18th. Because some people are going to be really preoccupied with the in-person PNB meeting. It starts on the 23rd.
Is there any objection to that time frame? If hearing none, then I would say let's do it.
Okay. So that's a target date. Okay, Sunday the April 18th. In terms
that's
of getting
the,
it,
that would be when the survey goes to the PNB, is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
So they would get an email invitation saying, you know, please fill us out.
And they would have until?
The 28th.
That's a long time.
We could remind them at the PNB meeting, too, if they haven't already done it.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people might want to wait till after that meeting to see how, you know, if they're evaluating our ED's performance, that might be a part of it. So, okay. In terms of other, I'm working backwards on the timeline. Get additional information needed. We talked about getting an organizational chart. I'm not sure one actually exists, but we talked about in the work group that there seems to be some confusion on some people as to, you know, who reports to whom, things like that.
I think that would be helpful. It's unfortunate that wasn't a part of the initial orientation.
Right. I think I had emailed Ahmad about that a few days ago, but you want me to follow up on that?
Yeah, you might have to. We might have to formulate our own based on the bylaws, the reading of the bylaws.
Right. Well, I tell you, some of the confusion is are things like the business managers. You know, do they report just to the GMs, or do they report to the GMs plus the CFO? I think that's one of the things that's confusing people.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure if the PNB has to formally vote on the approve the org chart, or if we could let our ED and HR director develop one.
Well, I guess HR would be the one to do it. I'm not sure. I think HR would be the one to do it.
Okay, you want me to follow up with them on?
But then if it's by the bylaws, then I'm not sure. I'm stumped by that.
Well, if we could get one from Ahmad and or Arlene, we could say, here's the org chart we got from them. We're going to send it out with the evaluation survey and just ask for comments if you want. I hate to open the floodgates. We may get, if people take issue with different things, then we might take a PNB meeting to resolve those items. But I guess if that's needed, that's what we need to do, though.
Yeah, I think that's important. Okay, we're coming up on 10:30. I'm anxious that we have like the beginning, the middle, and the end, and that way we can fill in the other pieces.
Well, Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rico.
I have to start sharing this. I have to get off the call. But
thank you. Did you have something that you wanted to add before you leave?
No, I'm just listening to what everybody's saying, and I think we've got some things set up, and so I'll be looking in the email, and hopefully we can start nailing this thing down by Sunday and moving forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, and go ahead, sure.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to jump ahead to the CFO evaluation items on the timeline, some of those can overlap, you know, with the ED one.
What did you have in mind?
Well, if we want to survey the PNB regarding priorities for the evaluation, again, we could work on another survey for that before the ED evaluation is even done. I don't want to confuse people, but that's a possibility. I guess it's really critical that we get PNB approval of the motion that we had before. We need to try to make sure that we get to that tomorrow on the agenda, even if nothing else gets, even if we don't get to other things. So that we can extend the probationary period for our CFO. But assuming that happens, then that gives us two more months to complete all of that.
Yeah. Where is it on the agenda? Do you remember? Or is it on the agenda?
I think it was a motion from, well, this is a continuation meeting tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a motion from this committee, because I'd sent it to George and Richard. I think it was on there. Or that was several weeks ago. Let me see. Okay, he's sent an agenda out on the 26th. That was the meeting we had then. Let's see. Looking for all the, some of the text is gold, but I can't hardly read it. Let me change the text color. I'm not sure why it came up that way, but let's see. Oh yeah, personnel. It's under personnel committee. Under the committee reports, motion
okay.
that the committee recommend to the Pacific National Board that the evaluation period for the CFO be February 1st, 2010 through July 31st, 2010.
Okay. You think we can get it moved up on the agenda?
Well,
oh, wait a minute.
If this is a continuation meeting, I think maybe you should try to move it up because, it, you know, we've I've asked George the last two or three meetings, before the meetings, would we get to the committee reports, and he thought we would, but other things kept taking longer. And so this is something we ought to do for sure. It shouldn't take long, and I don't think there's going to be objections to it. But since this is a contract item between you know, the board and our CFO, it takes the board to change that. So, yeah, I suggest that if you're presenting that report, that move that be moved up on the agenda.
Okay.
I want to put it first thing, right after agenda approval, or as early as you can get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything else?
For the timeline?
Yeah.
Well, the CFO things, I guess we can wait on. Let's just remember we have a number of items on there, and so any of them we can get started on earlier, the easier it'll be for us. Well, once we get the ED thing going, I guess we can see how this, we'll learn from that.
Would you resend the motion for the new CFO deadline so we'll make sure everybody has that before tomorrow night?
Okay. All right. Actually, I'll just forward the agenda from the last time, so I'm looking at it right now, and it's on there. Well, that's okay. It's too long. I'll just send that motion. Okay. Oh, in terms of what else to report tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What do you think we should tell them that we're working on the evaluation and survey and watch for it?
We began the process. We expect to be able to submit it to them. What is it? We said April 9th. No. What did we say?
18th.
And we'd like the like them to return it on Wednesday the 28th. That's 10 days. And that after that, the coordinating committee, we would ask that the coordinating committee schedule a special meeting for consultation and review to be followed by consultation with the EED.
Right. Okay.
And then the and maybe even before that, actually, is the motion to have to set the new deadline for the CFO. And it was a third thing, and I'm not sure what it was.
If I think of it, I guess I can email it to you. Look at my notes again. Special meeting, yeah, in April. Meet with the ED.
I guess the third, the order, I guess my order is wrong. One, number one is the date that it's that the survey will be ready and when we want it back. The second thing would be the setting of the date, and the third thing would be the CFO deadline motion.
Okay.
Unless somebody has something else in mind, then I think that's it.
Okay. You know, I do have one other question for you, though, relating to the timeline. I don't guess I'm not sure this probably doesn't need to go in the meeting tomorrow, but on additional information we need, you could tell them this. We need to decide exactly who we're sending it to. So I'm assuming the PNB, all the GMs, the PRA director, all the central national office staff, anybody else? Anybody else at the local station?
I think we should send it to I think the LSBs have to be involved.
Okay, will they know enough about the ED's performance?
I think, you know, one of the questions that you have on here is fostering an environment of understanding between all listeners, staff, and directors is mission compliant. There's something on here. Oh, here it is, number four. Recruits and hires permanent and qualified GMs and any other specified staff and works with LSBs effectively for GM recruitment. So
okay,
is
yeah,
that a...
Right.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think... I'm not sure how deep into the LSBs, whether it's just the LSB chair. All of the members of the LSB. What I don't know what I don't remember in previous discussions what the history is, and maybe we can find that out. But I think the LSBs have to be involved to some degree. What that degree is, I don't know.
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
The way the process works is that the LSB chooses from a pool of candidates and sends the pool to the executive director. So that's the level of involvement that they're that's referring to.
So is that done by the chair, or is that the LSB, or is that done by the equivalent of a personnel committee or a search committee? Or
well, it's usually a management search committee. And the management search committee comes up with the recommendation that gets sent to the local station board. And then usually it's the chair that will send it on to the executive director. But I think some stations might do it a little bit better, do it differently, because they have a personnel committee. And that's why it was better to just leave it general to say the LSB. I don't think we need that minutiae of detail, just working with the LSB. I mean, that's in the bylaws in terms of how it gets done.
So, for purposes of standardization, do you think that the chair of the LSB is the person most likely to have the answer to the question? then that would be
Bill.
Yeah. All right. Bill, go ahead.
Well, another possibility besides the LSB chair, and I do agree that person should be involved, is the LSB members who are on the national committees, because some of the other questions relate to communication with and working with the committees. I forget exactly the wording. If we go back to the job description, will be a little different. But those people, some of them are probably on the management search committees too, but do we want to include them, since they may be more likely to have had some interaction with our ED?
That's fine with me. I think that more broadly the evaluation, the survey is distributed, the better off we are. I'm for more information, not less.
The people on the national committees from the LSBs, it's also easy to get those names and email addresses because they're on KPFTX and the committee lists.
Right, that's right.
So that'll make it simpler.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to make a motion, I move that we send the ED evaluations to all of the PNB, all of the national office staff, the GMs and the PRA director, the LSB chairs, and all LSB members who are on national committees.
And did you say PDs?
No, but
the PDs
you can add that
should
if
be
you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
You said to send it to the PNB and then directors that are on national committees?
LSB members who are on national committees.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Plus national office staff, GMs, and the PRA director, and PDs now. And I can get the email addresses and names for the national office staff from Ahmad or Arlene.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Well, can we agree on that? I made that in the form of a motion. So we can.
Is there any objection to the positions named being the recipients of the survey, as participants of the survey? Who's here? There's only the three of us, isn't it? Joe, are you still here? Do you have any objection, Nia?
No, that's why I didn't respond. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's the matter which we'll proceed.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll work with Ahmad on getting this survey up. Is that agreeable? I had emailed him Friday. I didn't get a response yet. Or maybe it was Saturday about whether he wants to have this one. If we do this on Zoomerang, I'd suggest that I could help set it up, but then transfer it to him so he would control it.
Yeah, I saw that. I think that's a good idea.
It takes a little time to get used to it and learn it, and so he probably won't want to fool with that, but I can help him with that and get it set up and then show him how to send out reminders to people who haven't responded and compile the results. Okay.
Okay. Is there there anything else? Hearing nothing, then I believe we're ready to adjourn.
Thank you for a great meeting.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, 10:29. Okay, good night.
Bye.
Bye.